Hi, Dr. Christy Smurl here from Healthier Vibrations. This is my first podcast, so I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself and tell you about my journey in medicine and why I'm bringing this station to you. From the age of 4, when I was asked what I wanted to do when I grew up, my answer was always the same, that I wanted to be a healer. During high school, I focused heavily on pre-med preparatory classes and landed my first job in healthcare at the age of 16, caring for an elderly lady named Florence. She was almost 90 years old, and she had terminal cancer, so I knew she was going to pass soon. I'd wake up on Saturday morning bright and early and ride my blue 10-speed Huffy up Indian Hill Boulevard to her house. And I'd help her husband out with groceries or cooking and cleaning. And I loved helping make Florence as comfortable and as happy as possible. I'd sit and hold her hand and put on her makeup and read her magazines from nature type magazines, describing all the pretty pictures of places far away, places that I had never been or even heard of at that time. She eventually passed. It was really sad for me, but I realized that this was something I was going to have to cope with if I was going to be in medicine. By the time I was graduated from high school, I immediately started school at Cal State San Bernardino, and my first year in, when I was 19, I got my first job at St. Bernardine's Hospital in San Bernardino. I was officially a nurse's aide. So I would go out and help all the nurses on the floor do exciting things, watching them do CPR on people and save lives. And then a lot of not exciting things like empty urinals and clean up patients, wash blood off the floor, or even take people to the morgue. Again, I realized I needed to put in my time before I could get to the top of helping people. I had to help the people help people first. So I kept going to school at Cal State San Bernardino, and I finished my Bachelor's of Science in Nursing and my Registered Nurse's degree and license. So I got a job at the same hospital, but now as a registered nurse, and I was in the intensive care unit. Oh my gosh, there were so many bells, whistles, tubes and devices in there, keeping patients alive. But I loved it because we got to save lives. I decided I wanted to go even further. I wanted to be the person who wrote the orders and made the entire plan of care for the patients. So I went to Loma Linda University. I finished my Master's of Science in Nursing and my Nurse Practitioner license. It was great. I landed my first job in the emergency department. And talk about adrenaline. It was such a rewarding job, but at the same time, it was completely exhausting. I would see so many things from runny noses and cuts and lacerations, broken bones, dying people. But underlying everything was a huge ocean of suffering. And I felt like no matter what I did, I couldn't stop the suffering. Maybe momentarily, but the doors kept opening and more ambulances kept coming. So I decided I needed something to help me. I started taking yoga classes. I started understanding a much broader term of wellness. The first time I went to a yoga class, I laid on the yoga mat and I cried. And I thought, what is this all about? I was here to get abs of steel. But my first teacher, Rachel Rudick, helped me find my center instead. I found a form of emotional strength that I had never known in life. I decided I want to teach my patients at the hospital what I was learning. So I started yoga teacher training at Green Tara in Upland. I completed my 200 and my 500 yoga teacher training, and then I started teaching classes immediately. My teachers, Doug Moss, Gina Decker, Christy Coulter, and Kathy Zetterberg slowly reconstructed my perception of health, wellness, fitness, as well as spirituality. I turned right around and started teaching these yogic sciences and healing techniques to my patients at the hospital. I realized there was so much more to learn about wellness. So I kept digging. I ended up finishing my clinical doctorate degree in Ayurvedic medicine at the University of Complementary Medicine in Beverly Hills. The ancient science of Ayurveda challenged everything I knew about the human body and health. I was able to start providing true holistic education and recommendations to my hospital patients, and my success rates soared. My patients were getting happier and healthier. They were meditating and eating according to their Ayurvedic dosha, prakruti, and vikruti, instead of popping narcotics like Tic Tacs. Eventually, my friends and family started noticing my own personal transformation through meditation, yoga, spirituality, and Ayurveda. They wanted to know how I got there. They kept asking me more and more questions. In the blink of an eye, I entered a whole new chapter. I developed new courses and educational programs designed to empower people to find their maximum physical, emotional, and spiritual wellness. I integrated my knowledge of Western medicine, Eastern Ayurvedic medicine, physical yoga, meditation, Reiki pranic healing, sound therapy, and mantra. I needed a formal way to give this education to the people I knew, so I created Healthier Vibrations. Healthier Vibrations has multiple educational programs. The first is a registered yoga teacher trainer program, 200-hour certification through Yoga Alliance, called the Yogic Ayurveda Awakening Program. The second is a 300-hour program that also meets Yoga Alliance's requirements. The third is a program called the Holistic Health Advisor Program, and this teaches people new ways to deal with healthcare. The fourth program is a meditation teacher training program, which includes Reiki certification. I also offer Reiki mastership. Then I decided I better figure out how to make a web page or a website. I tend to be technologically behind the times, but obviously the fact that I'm recording a podcast indicates that I am adaptable and I'm catching up. So I made my own web page and website called healthiervibrations.com. This is the way that I plan on reaching as many people as possible, whether they be lay people, educators, people with no high school education, nurses, physicians, physical therapists, occupational therapists, yoga teachers, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, and my community. I hope everybody who tunes into this station finds something that they're looking for to make them happier, healthier, stronger, and more at peace. With all my heart, signing out, Dr. Christy Smurl. Healthier Vibrations.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.